Good evening and welcome back to Anemamagiri. This is kind of a bit of a playtest for us, trying out our new system. I'm Aubrey, I'm your GM. I use she, her pronouns, and I will get into all of this lovely stuff after we reintroduce the cast. So yeah, let's do that. Let's remind everybody who we are and what we're playing and I guess we are gonna go in this new order that we have. We're gonna start with Dusty.
Shit.
Get
Hi.
fucked.
I'm Dusty. I use they, he pronouns, and I'm playing Guillermo de la Rosa, bisexual disaster fashion student who, at this point of time, is still coming to terms with a fashion degree. I think, yeah.
Yeah. Well, then I guess that brings us to Aki.
Hello, I'm Aki. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Laurel Lee. Pronouns she, her, as well. It's your closeted Asian vampire, yeah?
Yeah,
I will
I
have to
feel
make a
it.
better thing for this eventually.
We'll be all fancy when season two actually starts. And then next we come to Ferris.
Oh, hello. I am Ferris. I she, her pronouns. I just finished a 6 hour car ride.
Left.
And I am playing Tanith, who also uses she, her pronouns. I don't know anything about Tanith anymore.
Medusa.
Medusa! Yep,
Yep.
Medusa, the end.
Medusa at the end. And then next is Tick.
Hello everyone, I am Tick. I use he, they pronouns, and today I'm playing Casper Gwost, a resident, very anxious and absolute pushover, a computer science major, who definitely has totally normal mythos that don't involve serial killers at all.
Totally. And then at the end of the order, we have Alyssa.
Hello, everybody. My name is Alyssa, which starts with A, but I get to be at the end of the order. I use they, them pronouns, and I play Evie Helsing Smythe, who uses she, her pronouns. Evie is the sunshine sword lesbian hunter.
Sounds good. This is kind of our playtest for our new system. We were going to be running Scion 2E from the Onyx Path. It's going to be interesting. This is going to be our first time playing it, and we're going to see how it goes. And just a quick warning for everybody, this is a horror game, so there may be things that like references to body horror and spooky situations and all of that thing. If there are things that come up, I will have a detailed content warning down in our description, but it's just generally it's like this is a horror game. And if you need to and things get a little bit intense, feel free to pause and step away. We'll be here when you come back. So yes, let's get into things. We're gonna jump back in time just a little bit. And we're gonna pick up shortly after your confrontation with Miss Wrights. So we're gonna go back to between essentially is between episodes 7 and 8 for this little adventure. And school has been going for like a week or so. You've been back from your break, and just to start everything off, I want everybody to roll a d10 and tell me the number you get.
Of course, my wonderful DM.
10. Does it explode?
No, I'm just seeing who I start with.
Oh.
Oh. 7.
Two.
I got a 3, so it's either Aki or Ferris. It makes.
And yeah, we're gonna start with you, Ferris.
Hey-o.
Yep. So it's You're not exactly sure what time it is. It's very, very dark outside, but something pulls you from your sleep, and you find yourself waking up, and a sudden oppressive feeling in your room. And I don't want to say you feel like you're not alone, but you do have a roommate. But there's sort of an oppressive feeling that you feel as you come back to consciousness.
I also got 7.
Yeah, medium traumatized. Yeah, alert. Maybe sleeps with her knife under the pillow. You know, yep. Maybe that's there and ready.
Yeah. Well,
is there anyone other than my roommate, poor Marlene?
Let's see. Like, give me, as I figure out what's the best thing to roll to call for.
Composure?
Oh, we don't have wits or we have composure, but we don't have wits. We don't
have wits. It's the same.
Anyway. Yeah. So let's do a an empathy presence roll. To start things off. Four dice. And yeah.
Does it, it's a 8 through 10 is a success?
Yes. 8 through 10 is a success. And if it's 10, it explodes.
One success.
It's not hard. As you sit up and like look around, you notice this silvery figure sort of almost hovering over your roommate. You notice that they are transparent. You could see through them, but you can't see enough to make out like much more than that they are person shaped.
Like to stop them from hovering over my roommate.
Okay.
Frantically going to Max. I don't know if I'm allowed to use them yet.
I mean, yeah, you're allowed to.
Does this count as an environmental hazard?
Sure.
Protect Marlene with my body. Oh, wait. This one's probably better. Sentinel. I can't speak. I'm in like panic mode reading these frantically. I would like to choose a person or a group of trivial targets to be my charge, and while I guard them, we both gain a +1 defense as long as we stay in the same range band and a +1 enhancement. 2 rolls to keep track of or defend. So I would like to make Marlene my charge and then defend her.
Okay. By like rushing at whatever this thing is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Well, to do this, let's give you a close combat might roll. And also that +1 enhancement, so.
Okay, close combat. I gotta find these things. Oh, wow, I'm so good at close combat. Hold on.
You are very good.
This is my thing. And then enhancement is an extra die. So
yeah, it says you have a +1 enhancement rolls to keep track or defend your charge. You're defending Marlene.
Great. And then what is the other thing you had me roll?
Might.
Might. Oh wow. I don't have enough dice for this, so we're gonna make it work. That's 11 dice.
Yep.
Just if you're curious. 5 successes, 2 explosions.
5 successes, 2 explosions. You do this, and pretty much as soon as you move in on whatever this is, it kind of blinks out of existence. And it disappears. And I imagine you've probably made a little bit of noise.
Leaping out of bed? Yeah, I would imagine so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Marlene just sort of like mumbles and like rolls over and just goes, Tanith, what's going on?
Sorry. You know what? I thought I saw a ghost, but clearly I'm streaming.
A ghost?
Okay. Yep. I'm gonna go back to sleep.
Yep. You do that. I'm gonna, I'm gonna throw my phone and send a group chat in the middle of the night.
Yep. And Marlene, like, rolls over and, like, pulls the blanket over her head.
Sorry for waking you. My bad. Yeah. Then I'm gonna text the group.
Yeah.
High priority text. Ghost. In my room. Chillin'. But gone now. Yeah. I don't know, I'm reading this out like a telegram, but... Stop.
Ghost, stop. In room, stop.
Chillin'. Stop.
Immediately, like, an immediate reply, just like, where? What? Not again.
I said in my room. Also, why are you awake? But great. But also...
It's like probably 3 a.m. But, you know.
Good Lord, do you never
see? Yeah, no, it was a week after... to be fair, it was a week after being attacked by a ghost in the middle of the night. So Guillermo's...
You know what? You're valid.
If you cut to Guillermo, he has, like, 3 cups of coffee and a monster in his hands while he's, like watching YouTube. And
you get a text from Casper. It just says, give me 5 minutes and I can come over. And probably working on, like, a coding assignment last minute, you know? Like, the 3 a.m. work grind never stops.
I'm so concerned about all your sleep schedules, but also I fully understand them. Don't know where it is right now. I'm also mad. It left my room when I jumped at it. With alacrity.
Evie has good sleep hygiene, so she's not getting these texts.
Good for her, though. I can't remember exactly where, like, Laurel always had the energy issues because she doesn't want to eat people. So I think she's knocked the fuck out. Just exhausted. So I have no idea if she's awake or not. I don't think you're going to get a response regardless.
I love how it's like, on the account that our characters are gremlins, we're up.
That tracks.
So yeah, I guess Guillermo, Tanith, and Casper are all gonna meet up.
Yeah, I guess so.
We'll probably sneak them into my dorm in the hallway with the door slightly open, just in case the ghost really wants to bother Marlene, and I can just keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
So I guess we're sneaking into the room. Is there any issue with that, or are we just in Tanith's room now?
I mean, it's a college campus, really. I don't think I'm trying to remember. Tanith, do you live in the girls only dorm? I don't think you do.
Yeah, I think I was in the girls only dorm.
You do.
You were. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So that is that is probably going to.
There is a co-ed dorm, but I believe I'm in it. And
That sounds right to me.
Yeah.
Yes. I have my notes that I'm pulling up now from season 1.
Yep. There it is. Pierce dorm, all girls, fancy.
Yep.
For Tanith and I think Evie's in that one too.
I was going to say.
Tanith is on
different floors, I think.
Yeah, you could knock on Evie's door on your way up, theoretically, then.
You know what? I think I would go do that. Because I realized I have a thing that lets me sense danger before it emerges, and if I'm protecting my charge, I don't have to pay the cost. So I'm gonna just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, if I'm in the co-ed dorm and Laurel's also in the co-ed dorm, should I wake her up too? I'm gonna go wake her up too. We're just getting the whole squad together for this ghost shenanigans.
Guillermo would probably be just like immediately running, waiting outside the dorm because like I'm...
I'm bringing a coffee with me for Laurel as I wake her up. Respectfully, you might need it.
Do you make the coffee in your dorm?
I feel like I just... Yeah.
Because she was like, you have a roommate.
I do have... I can make instant coffee at 3 in the morning coffee. Quietly.
Okay.
And I guess I'm just gonna... softly.
How are you going to do that softly at 3 a.m.? I want to wake a bitch up.
True.
Gosh. Can I roll to see if I wake up? I love ignoring the plot.
This is true. Give me a integrity cunning roll?
What is our base for success?
I'm going to say this is a two. This is a two.
No. I mean, when you roll the dice, what counts as a success?
8, 9, or 10. And
eight,
10
nine,
explodes.
Or 10? Okay. Yep. 3 successes.
You are awoken by the sound of somebody knocking at your door at 3 in the morning.
I will sit up. I will groan. I will sluggishly walk on over. And then I will look at the peephole. Do I just see disheveled Casper?
With a coffee.
With a coffee. I will open the door, but a crack, and look directly at you. And go, what?
Sorry for the fact that it's so early. Tanith sent out a message, and there's a bit of a ghost problem in the dorm, it looks like. We might need your help. I brought coffee.
It's always fucking okay. Just give me like 2 minutes. I will go put on a sweater, brush my hair a little bit, and probably grab glasses and keys and shit and then go. And shoes. I forgot people wear shoes.
I will offer you the coffee if you'd like it.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I will drink coffee.
It's not nearly as nice as, you know, maybe stealing some energy.
It's coffee! I can just add a boatload of sugar. I'm already like a vampire. I don't think I gotta worry about diabetes.
Unfortunately, I'm as far away from a lesbian as you can get, so I cannot help you with the energy. All I have is coffee.
I mean, you don't have to be a lesbian to give the energy, but you know.
I don't have much energy to give. I need it.
Yeah, I'm like, what am I gonna get? What kind of energy am I gonna get from Casper? Like crackhead? like specifically at this hour. I'm gonna absorb some energy and suddenly I can math on the spot. Like,
you absorb the energy, you know how to program, all of a sudden you're like, I know all of the interfaces of a computer.
You taste like monster energy.
Yeah. So I'm gonna also ask where you are gonna be meeting up, because Tanith, you do have a sleeping roommate.
Just in the hallway, I think, for now.
Mm. Okay.
Unless, like,
I'd say there's probably like a little like common area pretty close to your room.
Yeah, most dorms usually have like a little lobby area for like.
There's got some like a couch and some chairs and stuff.
Yeah. And if my thingy works, oh, I think it does. Then I should feel safe doing that. Not that bad things have happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's any reason for her to be suspicious about leaving people alone that she's protecting.
Oh no, totally. as everybody is doing this, and waking up and all that stuff, give me a presence occult roll.
Congrats, you picked literally my worst skill.
One success.
That's 0 successes, but I did get to roll 2 dice, so I don't know what I expected here.
4 successes.
I got 3 successes.
One success for Evie.
Hmm. So I will say the only ones who really, like, you all sort of feel this kind of oppressive feeling. But Guillermo and Laurel, you're the only two who are, like, able to, like, really hone in on it. It almost sounds like a constant droning buzz.
Buzz like bee? Or buzz
like a hum? It sort of sounds like background noise, but like you two are the only ones who notice it. Like, you haven't heard this before, and it's just this constant feeling.
Okay, and I have one more hyper specific question.
Yes.
I know you said hum. So hum like when your desktop or laptop gets too hot and the fans are running at mock speed.
Yeah, I'd say it sounds similar to that. Just sort of that, like, low hum of something.
Well, here's a fun thing. One of my purviews is death, in which case my innate power allows me to see and communicate with ghosts, shades, and other forms of undead that are normally imperceptible or incomprehensible. So, yeah. Do I notice any of that?
Let's do a quick one more presence occult to see if you notice any specters.
Presence occult again. I think those are pretty good for me, actually. Which is fun. Not my most jacked, though. 1 second. I love Displosion so much.
Very nice.
Three successes.
I will say, because you're all heading across to Tanith Storm, is Casper and Laurel. Casper, you don't notice it, but Laurel, you do. And as you're heading up, it suddenly is this sort of silvery figure runs across the path in front of you. You watch as it, like, it is person-shaped, but, like, in a very non-distinct way. You can make out that it is a human-shaped, but any distinguishing features or anything? Nothing. But you watch as this thing runs across your path. Like, you're walking on the sidewalk, and then it just, like, cuts across right in front of you. And then, like, you watch as it, like, looks back at something, and then it runs straight through a wall into the administration building.
Did Casper see that too, or just me?
I think you said I didn't see it, so I'm just like checking my phone.
Yeah, you look. Casper looks down at the moment, and it happens. It's over in like a second. This thing is booking it.
Oh, okay. Just you text. Text the group, it's administration office.
Okay, well, something. I'm just gonna start texting. Go to the administration office.
Lanky, white, humanoid looking thing. It booked fast. I'm so tired.
Lanky white humanoid, Dave. That's just Casper.
It's just Casper. You went too fast. You ran at mock speed. I didn't know that you were a part of the track and field team.
I'm not, but actually, can I try? I didn't see it, so can I try tracking it?
Give me a presence occult.
Important question: is this thing technically a lower level than I am?
No.
Okay, never mind. Because if it is, I get to automatically succeed. But since it's stronger than me, I have to try tracking it with cult stuff. Presence of cult. Yes. Somehow I got one success.
One success. It's honestly not enough. You can kind of feel this weird residual presence it has left behind. This hum, this energy, but you don't see it. You don't know where it went. Laurel says it went into the administration building. That must be where it went. And so everybody else, I believe, is Guillermo is outside of the dorm.
Yeah, Guillermo's currently outside the dorm, and then they are kind of just like waiting patiently, because they don't want to be out at night too much.
So, and that means Tanith and Evie are inside the dorm.
Maybe grab an Evie.
So Evie, give me a quick. We'll also do. Let's see if they have anything that might be a little bit more applicable.
Evie has no roommate, right?
No.
So correct. I'll knock at a normal level.
Uh-huh.
And if she has neighbors, but like screw those.
Mm-hmm. So we'll do a presence occult roll for Evie as well. I will say, you don't have to worry about like rolling to not get woken up. You get woken up.
That is a single success for Evie.
Single self. Oof.
concern.
Oh, momentum is good for you guys. It's pretty much when you like fail rolls, you earn momentum and you can spend that to do certain things. But I was trying to make sure about that. I would say that is enough. Yvie, you wake up, you suddenly feel that you were not alone in this room.
I look around.
And there is this silvery shape sitting on what would be your roommate's bed.
What was my roommate's name?
Sarah.
Sarah?
It doesn't appear to react to you.
Hello? And it's just like floating there.
Yeah. Kind of like you watch as it's like looking around for something, but doesn't react to anything you say.
I'm gonna go on over to it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I like make out a face?
Give me a an empathy presence roll.
That is 4 successes.
4 successes. So you can make out features on this. They don't look familiar to you. It just looks like a person. I don't even think at this point you've probably seen a photo of Sarah, but it doesn't look like Sarah. But you know, this is a woman of, you know, probably roughly the right age, but you can't like make out too much.
I think that Yvie sort of holds on to the sword bracelet with one hand, but isn't doing anything yet. And sort of goes up to this figure. Well, I guess she was already up to the figure, but it's like tries to interact with it further. Like, can I help you?
Do you reach out toward this figure, attempt to touch them?
Yes.
So as soon as you attempt to touch them, your hand sort of passes through the silvery stuff and you sort of watch as they vanish in mist.
I'm sorry.
And the feeling of not being alone sort of fades.
And then realizing that maybe the knocking I heard was not this strange figure, Yvie will sort of shuffle on over to the door.
Yeah.
Yvie! Yvie!
Hannah, wait, were you that person?
What person? Oh, wait, have you read the text then?
What? No, huh?
Can you open the door?
Yeah, Yvie opens the door. Her hair is wild and she's not wearing pants.
Nice. Kenneth will hold up her phone. Did you read the text then? About the ghost. We got a ghost in the dorm. I had a ghost in my room.
Oh! Yeah, I had that too, just a second ago.
Cool. Well, it left my room, so now we know where it went.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it left, obviously. It left my room, too. Are you okay?
Oh, it wasn't bothering me. It was messing with my roommate, though, so... But I should be... Should be okay if they try to mess with my roommate again, maybe, hopefully.
Oh no. I mean it was looking at my where my roommate would sleep if I had one.
Oh. That's interesting. What's it got about roommates?
It kind of seemed like it was looking for something. I tried to get her attention, but she didn't really respond. And then I reached out and it like just disappeared into mist.
Great. Well, at least we know it's still around the building. We can't exactly go into everybody's room and check out their roommates. For ghosts, obviously, for ghosts.
I mean, we could always like pull the fire alarm. I mean, it wasn't doing, I mean, there wasn't anyone there. Was it doing something to your roommate?
It was just hovering, right, Aubrey?
Yeah.
Not that I could tell, but I don't know what it was doing that wasn't visual. I mean, normally it looks like Laurel's just like touching my arm, but no, she's stealing my best week of sleep.
And I'd say it's probably about the time you two get the text from Laurel, that administration building. And Guillermo, give me a quick occult presence roll.
Two successes.
Two successes. I'd say that's enough. You also sort of, you're like looking around waiting for everybody to show up. And like as you're looking, you watch as this silvery shape appears in like you're looking up at the dorm or something, and like a silvery shape appears in the like one of the windows, and like is like looks like they're looking for something.
Guillermo was just like, they're looking at it and like they gasp when they're holding their breath, like, no. Really quickly, like, texting him was like, I found another one. It's in the window again. I don't like this.
And after you send the message, you sort of watch as this silvery thing dissipates.
Then right after, like, oh, it disappeared. Where, Tanith, where are you?
Evie, who also just saw a ghost, so we might have multiple. Or she moves fast, you know.
Aubrey, I have a question. I don't know what this would be, but can I try using a brain cell to be like, is there any such thing as like a ghost who just like sneaks into people's room, explores, like looks around the roommate, stuff like that? Is this something that I could be like, use a brain cell to get a hint from the DM?
Like a ghost that like just looks around someone's room?
Like, this ghost is going to the administration building. It's been spotted. It hasn't done anything yet. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that I've heard about sort of like this? Like a silvery ghost that doesn't have a lot of features? Like what it could be after? You know what I mean?
Let's do a technology intellect roll, because I feel like at some point Guillermo has made you watch Ghost Files.
100%.
All right, let's see. That is four successes, I think. Successes? Yeah, four successes.
I don't know, because like, you haven't talked with everybody else too much, and you haven't seen it. But there are multiple sightings now, probably not of the same person. And then... let's see.
Like, I haven't seen a lot, but there's a lot of this going on.
There's a lot that's going on. And anything, like, they don't seem to be trying to interact with anybody. So...
they're looking for something, it could be inferred, almost.
No. No, they don't seem to be looking.
So... there's probably multiple, and they don't seem to be looking for something specifically or doing anything at the moment.
It's maybe from the descriptions, it's almost like they're replaying something.
God, is it fucking time shenanigans again?
I don't know.
I'm gonna like start talking through my thoughts, like sort of with Laurel beside me, and just relay the information I've like thought up and recalled, like as we like walk. Like, slide that knowledge at her.
Well, could be a lot of things, honestly. I don't think we got any... it could be haunts, you know? Like, ghostly memories or some shit. It could be, like, five weird-looking serial killers. What if it's Yetis? I think it's too hot for it to be Yetis. This is the most talkative Laurel has ever been to probably you, I think.
Yeah.
But that's because she's too tired to care.
How did the Yetis get in the window is my question. Are Yetis good at climbing?
They're supposed to be like giant monkey bear people. So I would say yeah.
I'll add Yetis to the list. And I'll write Yetis in my notepad on my phone. Like Yetis question mark? And then Hots more likely question mark?
It could just be a bunch. It could be too many spirits. It could just be so many ghosts. I knew Guillermo was haunted.
The thing is we've dealt with time-related stuff before, with that time machine in the basement. And if they're not doing anything and it almost feels like things are being replayed, do you think something similar to that could be at play?
I mean, I wouldn't put it off the table.
Type time bullshit into my phone. You see me just type time bullshit into my phone?
The only other thing I could think of it being is quite literally people dressed up in white so they didn't get the memo that when you're supposed to break and enter, you should dress in darker colors so you don't stand out at night. But I could be super wrong.
That is also an option. We have dealt with a lot of very interesting characters up until now. But I suppose like we're walking towards the like administration building as we're talking. It's like, we'll see kind of how these next ones react if they interact with us and we can sort of confirm or deny theories.
Yeah. I will say you do know that the administration building is closed and locked at this time of night. And is everybody else making their way to the administration building?
I'll go with Guillermo as well and see what Evie and Guillermo think, if we should go that way or if we should...
Yeah. Well, we'll start with...
stay with our current ghost problem?
Yeah. I guess you all can meet up right outside of the dorm.
Yeah, I can probably... I'm going to look around a little bit, like, it is locked, so... should we look somewhere else?
I mean, I could just... Aren't you, like, a crafty person? Can't you just break and enter?
I could, but I could also get expelled for being caught. You know what? Hold on. Are there any cameras watching us, Aubrey?
Yes, but I'm going to jump over to Guillermo, Tanith, and Evie real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. You all three meet up outside of the dorm.
Hey. Yeah. Okay. Y'all did no ghosts? No ghosts.
Ghosts? Many ghosts. So many ghosts.
Shit.
I've seen one. Evie saw one. You said you saw one in the chat?
There was one in the windows, like, looking at something. Like, GM, was it like looking out at something?
Yeah, it was standing in the window, looking around, like maybe it was trying to spot somebody.
Okay, yeah, Guillermo would like point to the windows, like, yeah, no, I was looking at something or around for people.
Tricky part is that everyone is asleep. So what are we gonna do? Evie actually had a good idea. Pull a fire alarm. Get everyone out, and then we can go search their rooms. Which feels weird.
I mean, only if we think that the ghosts are gonna hurt them, I think. Like, I don't wanna wake everyone up without reason.
I believe also pulling a fire alarm will like call emergency services.
That's true.
It does. And if there is no fire, they can sue you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they know who did it. But
sure.
There's also the question of not waiting until it is dangerous. We don't know what they want or what they're doing or what they can do. Our other ghosts have been very different. One of them was the worst, and the other one also pretty bad. Screaming in faces. Did not like.
Guillermo, yes. Tanith, and Evie, give me another occult presence roll.
Okay.
That is 3 for Evie.
2 for Guillermo.
3 for Tanith.
Yeah, you all notice, you see this silvery figure sort of running along the path, almost away from the building, almost like they're being chased by something. And they sort of like materialize in front of you and start running, and then maybe about 15 feet down the path, they just whoosh right into mist again.
Oh.
Hmm. Do we follow it or go from what it was running from?
Evie, that looked like the same thing, right? That you
saw? Yeah, and it did the same, like, whooshing into mist thing, but mine happened when I touched it.
And it looked the same, like, what I saw, right, GM?
Yes.
Okay, at least we know it's just one, then.
Is that buzzing still there?
Yes, okay. It hasn't stopped.
Okay, I think at this point, like, Guillermo also, like, rubs her ear. It's like, awesome, do y'all hear that? It's like, it's like... quiet TV static.
Wait, have we reconvened, or is that just you three?
That is just the three of them.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, my bad.
They haven't joined you over yet. And I will say, once Guillermo points it out, you can both hear it.
I wonder if this is like out of tune. Like I don't know. Have you heard the theory that ghosts are actually just places where time is thin, and you just get a glimpse of somebody just chilling in their own time period, and they get a glimpse of us chilling in our time period, and that's why we think there's ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Also, GM, but Guillermo, like, I think Guillermo would start paying attention. It's like, okay, this was like from movies. Did that look like from anything that they've seen?
Give me a. Culture, intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you've never seen.
Nope.
It doesn't sound familiar.
I heard of that theory, but like, I don't know. Those didn't look like old timey dudes.
Maybe they're from the future.
I will say, are you going to head towards administration to meet up with everybody else?
Is that the direction our ghost went?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, also all the other people are going there too.
Yeah, if you will start making your way over to admin, and I will jump back over to Laurel and Casper. And yes, Casper, there are cameras around here, and you know that there's an alarm system set in the building as well.
There are cameras and there is an alarm system. I'm not too sure if I can disable it with 100% accuracy. And if it gets set off, we're going to have a bigger problem than ghosts on our hands.
Well, can you try and see if you can just make, I don't know, turn it off or whatever? And I mean, I can try the door afterwards.
I can try, or we can see.
We can also try a window.
Window could work. Do you think cameras would pick up on ghostly activity? Because I could try and get the information from the camera.
Okay, look at me. I'm not that kind of nerd. You figure it out. You're the one with the tech powers and the. You're like 2 seconds away from mining Bitcoin. You go do it.
How dare you accuse me of mining Bitcoin? Can I do anything to see how hard it would be to, like, disengage the alarm system before I even try it?
Give me a technology intellect roll.
Okay. So I got 4 successes.
4 successes? The big thing is you'd have to get to the panel to disable it, because it is a closed system. So you'd have to get there and hold... One, you'd have to, you're relatively sure that, you know, wearing that hoodie and that mask would help with hiding from cameras. But then you have to get to the alarm panel and then You probably could disable it, but also you're not sure if they get like messages when things like that have been disabled.
True.
There is security on campus, so.
Usually when things go down and get disabled, notifications get sent out. I should know. I work at the IT desk. I probably get the notifications.
Yeah, but it's not like it's going to tell you, Casper Ghost 6-3. Yeah. You know, like...
Yeah, it's not going to tell you that, but it'll tell you, like, alarm disabled in admin.
And then someone will come check admin. So I guess if we're very quick about it, and I'm very efficient with it, we should be able to, if I can get to the panel.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say about this time, Guillermo, Tanith, and Evie all join up with the group. And, once more, can I get everybody to make an occult presence roll?
That's two.
Nope. That's zero.
I got three.
Three for Evie.
Pardon. Just okay. So I rolled six dice, and I have six successes. Thank you.
He's done it again.
Yeah. Explosion. He's done it again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So everyone but Casper will notice this. But Laurel, you see more. You, like, can make out, like, a little bit more of the, like, what's going on. And you all sort of, like, look over, and there is this sort of figure you watch as they run. And they trip and they fall, and then this sort of large creature just comes and pounces on them. And it's completely silent. You know, there's no noise or anything. This large creature just pounces, and then you sort of watch as, like, its imaginary, like, its sort of misty jaws, like, snap into this person, what would probably be this person's arm, and then... as that happens, they all both just sort of dissipate in the mist. And this happens maybe less than 10 feet away from you.
And I see none of it.
You're looking down at your phone, trying to figure out the best way to deal with this panel.
What was the teacher's name?
The one that died?
Yeah. That's good. How many ghosts does she have?
It could just be, like, the whole thing, you know, taking place, like, over, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like they went to nicely.
Oh, no, you're That's right. True. That's 100. Oh.
Was she in the girls' dorm?
Yeah, why would she have been looking through our rooms?
Yeah, our rooms.
Was it looking through our rooms, or was it because that we're the most connected? Are we being haunted?
We didn't even know about that.
I will say Laurel, because you did get six successes. You don't think that what happened in the dorms and this are the same person.
Are you guys sure that they're even the same haunt?
It ran this way, and it was the same one that I saw one, and Evie saw one, and they were the same one who left the building.
Yeah, but are you sure they're the exact same ones? Because I saw a lot. I saw a lot.
Yeah, there was...
Did you guys also have wolves in your rooms?
No wolves, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I know how to get the access panel. I look up, and I'm like, did I miss something?
Like a lot of ghosts. Ironically, your name being the friendliest of ghosts, and here you are, missing all of the ghosts.
Ghostless, one might say.
Well, I don't know what. Can someone fill me in on what I missed?
Werewolf attack. Probably the teacher. You know, the one who died.
But if. The werewolf is probably still alive. We haven't heard anything about it being killed or defeated or anything like that. Then would there be a ghost of it? It feels like these are more like ripples through time than ghosts and yetis. Is that what a haunt is?
No, yetis? No.
Yetis. Look, I saw something big and white and hairy running around, and yeah, that could have been Casper. That could have been any tall, lanky, white person. But I can't throw away the Yeti. I really want to see a Yeti. If all this supernatural bullshit is correct, I just want to see a Yeti.
You think there may be a little bit of Yetis and ghost files?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that these seem like echoes from the past compared to the spirits of the dead, just kind of how we've seen stuff, because they're not doing anything. They're reenacting stuff that's happened in the past. And also, we've had time shenanigans, like, several times so far.
Can I vibe check the ghosts?
Can you please vibe check the ghosts?
Because I still do have the whole, the purview through my, through death. But I also have a passion as another one, which does let me... It does specifically say like someone and whatnot, but it's all about vibe checks. I have two things for vibe checks.
Yeah. So which one would you like to use? Because I mean, if they have like particular abilities,
I will use the death one because it makes the most sense. Since I'm particularly trying to figure out, is this a ghost or something undead? Because if yes, then I'm going to keep leaning towards ghost, and if no, then I'm going to be I'm going to actually support Casper for once.
No, it's a Yeti.
So you remember what it was like when you encountered Dr. Klaus's ghost. That was a completely different feeling than what you're feeling here. It may be spirits of some kind, but it's not the same kind of... It's not an intelligent spirit. Let's put it this way.
Okay, so I wouldn't be able to communicate with it at all, right?
No.
Okay.
But it is a spirit of some kind, but it's not intelligent. And probably aren't all of the same person. The idea of just sort of like bits of time leaking out, or you know, events from the past replaying, does sound pretty spot on.
I just say, dude, it's both.
Both is good. Both is bad, but both is correct.
Both.
All right, we need a unanimous decision. Are we breaking into the academics building or exploring somewhere else?
We even have to break in. We could just go in there.
Do we even need to investigate if it's if it's harmless?
And if it's just a replay, there's no point going in after it.
Well, shouldn't we try to figure out what's making it do that?
What if it was always doing that?
And we can just see it now, or we're just unlucky enough to notice?
No, what?
Yeah, you're all still feeling the hum.
So I can't sleep with this noise. Is that happening?
I mean, I can totally sleep with this noise considering y'all woke me up.
Yeah, this hum and this sort of like oppressive feeling that like maybe like your ears need to like pop.
No.
But Aubrey, I have a question.
Yeah.
I realized my abilities. I have a knack that says when I enter a field, I can ask like a specific question from a list. Did we enter a field?
I will say, yeah, if you want to ask that question, what question?
So I have a list. So what kind of hazards, such as terrain, are present? Where's the nearest exit? Safest way in? How many hostile enemies are present? Who or what is the biggest threat? I get to pick one of those five. I will take party constructive criticism on which one to pick.
Was one, where is the threat?
Nearest exit and safest way in are the only wheres, but does say how many hostile enemies are present is an option, or who or what is the biggest threat?
so I can determine threat levels of the situation if this is going to be bad if we leave it unchecked. I guess who or what is the biggest threat might be a good idea, just to assure if there is, like, a threat to this phenomenon or this situation.
Mm-hmm.
So who or what is the biggest threat, Aubrey?
Whatever's causing this hum.
This hum feels threatening.
If this wasn't there when you went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And between you going to sleep and you all waking up at 3 a.m, or, you know, if you didn't sleep or whatever, it is started and it's there and it's something.
It's giving off the bad vibes, I think.
Bad vibes. Incredibly bad vibes. Absolutely horrid vibes.
The vibes are just rancid.
Totally.
Well, I think we should find the source of this noise.
I don't know if the admin building is the place to find it.
Yeah, I mean, we could just, like, go in, right?
It's locked, I think.
It's locked and there's an alarm, which I can try to disable, definitely, but...
You could do it. You see Sipway there.
Are there any plants in there, Guillermo? Can you just ask a plant if they see a ghost? Do plants see ghosts?
Is there a tree that Guillermo could ask? Hey, tree, can you see ghosts?
There are trees. This is campus.
It made me sleep, though. Guillermo's gonna walk up to the tree and is like, hi. You know what ghosts are? Hey, consider, is the tree answer, or if there's any animals near the tree that Guillermo may be accidentally talking to?
I don't know. Where's Marzipan?
Marzipan's probably chilling with Simon.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. You just... you wake up a squirrel. And... you know, you just sort of get this sort of
ghosts. No ghosts.
Oh, thank you, tree. Guillermo turns around. The tree doesn't know what ghosts are. Okay. Are we in the building yet? Or going in the building?
I have to hack into the building. Mm-hmm. Aubrey, is the mainframe in the same field as I am? I keep referencing fields as if I know what they are.
What mainframe are you talking about? Just like the one that's for the college?
The thing I have to do a hack on to get this alarm to go down.
You have to do it at the alarm thing itself, because it is a closed system.
Okay, so that's still, like, far away.
You have to get in before you can disable the alarm.
Oh god, that's a nightmare. Okay. Mm-hmm. So step one, get into the building. Step two, disable the alarm. Step three, profit.
Is there cameras? Is there like ivy growing up around the building and the cameras?
I do also have a super sneaky mask and coat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I will also say the door is locked. And it's not locked with like keys. It is locked with like a key card.
Casper, that's your thing.
I don't know if I can forge a key card, or if I can just... if it's right in front of me, can I just get it to let us in? Like, can I hack the key card with my brain? Because I can manipulate technology with my mind without having to touch it. I don't know. Can I mentally...
I also want to, like, when you get in, what do you want to do?
I feel like we're going to investigate the source of the... Did the humming get louder as we got to the administration building?
No, it has not gotten louder or quieter. It has stayed the same volume.
We should probably see if we can go in a direction that makes the humming louder then.
Has it ever at any point gotten louder to us?
No, it hasn't. It
may not be...
but you also had a
hot,
like,
cold situation.
Yet again, you also haven't traveled too far.
True. We could just do a walk around the building and see if it gets louder before we try doing something that might get us expelled.
I don't know if walking around the building will necessarily change that when walking all the way from another building, didn't it?
You could try. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we could find a different door to get in.
That's also an option.
I just point to the window and was like, I made that suggestion before, too.
Yeah, we could just, you know, and Guillermo imitates throwing a rock.
Have you ever wanted to hear the sound of a rubber bell breaking a window? Nuh-uh. Would you like to?
All I'm saying is if you break the window, you're going to have to then rush towards the alarm console. You cannot disable the alarm console from outside.
I'm just going to take a walk around the school.
Mm-hmm.
Or around the building and just look. Every window or door, I'm going to tap it and see if it seems open or wiggleable. And if not, I will move on to the next one until I've circled back and they basically given up.
Mm. For the administration building, is this... Or just the school in general?
The administration building, because if nothing opens there, I'm literally going to walk back to my dorm.
So I will say, though, as you are walking around the administration building, you get around to the back, kind of closer to near where the parking lot is, and the hum does get louder.
I am assuming I went alone, so I'll just start texting the group chat. Specifically, hum is louder around the back at the parking lot. And then I'll keep going.
Okay, I guess we'll go that way.
Let's go.
Yep.
Yeah. So you head sort of around this area, head back towards the parking lot. Sort of there's a parking lot, you know, the administration building that kind of like goes down a bit of a hill. There's the parking lot. From there are sort of the entrances into the admin tunnels, where those connect to most of the buildings. And there are, you can go to towards the gym, things like that.
Is it just a general buzzing, or can I hone in on a direction?
As you get closer to the, the parking lot, if you do, it will get louder.
I'm already at the parking lot. I mean, like, I'm gonna continue walking because I'm not waiting for them. Laurel's tired. She wants to go to bed. So from the parking lot, I'm continuing walking, but I'm asking, does it get louder in a specific direction? Because you gave me like three different areas. Mm-hmm.
If you head towards, as you get closer to what you know is the entrance into the admin tunnels, it does get louder for a moment.
I will keep going. Well, are the admin tunnels, like, can I go through them, or do I gotta open shit?
You will have to open the door. But they're locked, they're not alarmed.
I will break the door, then, if this one doesn't have an alarm.
I will need a athletics roll to break the door.
I believe I have a thing for this as well. Let me just double check my stuff. I do have my relic, being the gloves, and that does give me epic strength. So I have a +1 scale for the purposes of lifting, breaking, or carrying objects. I can also do a couple other things, but that is what I'm specifically looking towards. I do have might, and I don't have anything in athletics, though.
Okay. Well, yeah, so it'll be might, athletics, because it's less of like you're trying to fight the door and more of you're trying to wrench the door open. But you do have that specialty, so you can add plus one, so it'd be like a might plus that one roll. And this like is a solid metal door, so it'll probably be closer to like requiring 4 or 5 successes to get through.
You would be very surprised. 1 second, because I have 2 explosions. Nah, it's just 2 successes. I was gonna laugh if I got 4. I was gonna laugh my ass off.
So yeah, you start to pull on the door and you hear the sort of groaning metal and, you know, you all sort of, the rest of the group comes to around the building and, you know, you see Laurel pulling on this door.
Hey, Laurel, is it open?
Nope. But there's no alarm on it.
Oh, nice.
Is it a key card?
It is a key card, but you can try to hack it open.
Yeah, that I can hack open. Not, like, physically hacking away at it, but, like, if there's no alarm, I can just try technology hacking into it, you know, like, pose out the fake key card I have in my bag specifically for breaking into the school or something.
You're so prepared for this time of night.
Oh, I was in the middle of, like, a college assignment anyways. Let's do it, like, 8 in the morning, so hopefully we can wrap this up. Can I tech the door open? Can I hack the door open? Just didn't door hacked.
Do you have a particular like knack or thing for that? If not, it'll be a technology cunning.
All I have is if an electronic device is like near me, powered on and functional, I can use it with my brain instead of using it with my hands. I take it apart, but.
I would allow that for a computer, but not for a lock that needs a specific key card. But it's technology cunning, and I'm only going to require three successes from it.
Technology cunning.
It is. Okay. It's not an incredibly complex lock.
I got 4 successes.
4 successes. Yeah, you're able to clone that key card and just tap it on the thing, and then it will take a little bit of a little bit of pulling on the door to get it open because it's just kind of stuck. But, you know, you're able to get the door open and you have access into the admin tunnels.
Nice.
Oh, this is not... I was about to say knowledge that Gamma doesn't have yet.
Yeah.
Oh, tunnels. So this should get into the building, right? Where else it comes?
You would know that the admin tunnels are quite often used by like the janitorial staff. They move. There's like janitorial closets and things down here. Part of it was to move things between buildings, and especially if you were all in Seattle, bad weather happens a lot. Teachers can move between buildings, things like that. Generally, it is off limits to the students. You do know that one of the fraternities quite often throws in pretty gnarly rager down here once a year. No one knows how they get in, but they do.
The same way I got in, the power of hacking.
So you're just gonna essentially try to... like echolocation this?
Yep.
I guess, yeah. Unless I can use that keen eye ability again if this counts as a new field, but
no, I'd say it counts as the same field.
Yeah, so I guess we are echolocationing our way around.
Yeah. Everybody give me an occult presence roll to sort of follow this hum.
I got 2 success.
4 success.
3.
How many did you get, Tanith? You did not pick up.
1. Uno.
Okay. Uno.
Uno.
I rolled 2 dice and I got 2 successes.
Yeah, I mean, Tanith, you keep kind of like losing it a little bit, but everyone else, you know, you're sort of following this, and eventually, you're there's not always like signs and stuff. There's more of like building numbers and things like that. And eventually you all find yourself near what you're pretty sure is the building that Dr. Yu's office is in. And that's where, this is where like the feeling is the strongest. It's somewhere around here. And it's like almost like an overwhelming buzzing noise at this point, like a fly in your ear.
I know who's responsible for this. It's Dr. Yu.
What do they do?
Well, you also know that Dr. Yu, was out of town when you all were dealing with gay rights. She still hasn't returned. Patch has been teaching her classes.
Cool. So we love Patch.
Yeah, you love Patch. Patch is great. Nothing sus about Patch at all.
Nah. My favorite part about this whole Patch debacle is Laurel told them to fuck off and never contact her again. So y'all love Patch. Laurel is tired.
Laurel's like, do not contact me, do not perceive me. For every intents and purposes, I do not exist.
But okay, so we know it's Dr. Yu's, or it's Dr. Yu, the building where Dr. Yu's office is. And so like, well, Yu's not here. Is there anything else in the building, or should we check their office? Supernatural bullshit.
There's a, do you know there's a storage area in like the bottom of the building? Could be there. I will also ask Laurel, like, I know we've, how pop culture savvy is Laurel?
Quite. Mm-hmm. Laurel is big nerd on a lot of things, so
yeah.
Pretty, like, yeah, quite. She just doesn't like talking about it.
Yeah. Give me an intellect culture roll.
Oh. Oh, you mean the things that I'm jacked in?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course I'll give you it. I'll give you that. I am the best at this shit. Let's fucking go. Okay. That's a lot of dice. 1 second. Okay, you're gonna have to, you're gonna have to. That's a lot of fucking tens. Okay. 7.
7, okay.
Yeah. I get to roll 8 dice, though, so that's fun.
Yeah. It's like, you're thinking, and you're just like, that film, The 14th Ghost, something, maybe a machine to... That has something to do with ghosts.
13 ghosts, like
with Matthew.
Like that's what you're that. Yeah, that's what you're referencing.
Maybe, quite possibly. Maybe, yes. I wanted to try to come up with a knockoff title. It's very
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to double check that is what you're referencing. And I'm sorry, I immediately interrupted you. What were you saying?
Just you know, the sort of ghostly activity is very similar to that movie. You know, it's sort of none of the ghosts have tried to attack you, but very much like things trapped in like just over and over, and maybe a machine causing it.
Okay, so this is gonna be one obscure reference, considering that this was like released straight to DVD and like it's a bad movie. So there's like 14 ghosts. They're kind of like stuck in the same haunt loop over and over again. And there's like a machine or something that is making them do it, sort of.
Oh shit, no, you're right. I remember that.
Yeah, like 14 ghosts, 14 haunts, I don't know, something generic.
I'm sure like that, yeah.
Well, yeah, because very literal.
Well, if there's a machine, there was, was not in this building, but there was a machine that me and Tana found at the beginning of the semester.
I assume that was a time machine.
Yeah.
Of like the most unpleasant kind possible.
Yeah, God, I hated that.
Same. I'm sorry, what? You found a time machine?
This was before we met you.
Right.
We were just having a good old time.
Do you remember?
Did you notice the time loops at all?
Like there was like 17 Fridays in a row.
I got asked that so many times.
Doesn't by the same that person. Happen to you any? Oh, okay. By the same person, yeah.
Did you notice any of that?
Yeah, no, I thought I felt something weird, but I didn't know what was going on. I didn't realize there was a time machine.
It was a time machine causing it. I don't remember what we did about it, but we sure did something.
We got tear gassed.
We got tear gassed?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, you had to drag me upstairs. It wasn't great.
Oh my god!
Yes, that happened.
No, we're fine. Don't know who did that. I assume it's the person who's doing this. We should find a machine.
I assume that's what the humming is. The machine, right? That makes sense?
Probably, yeah. Like, you ever have, like, your laptop or desktop or whatever just on its last legs? Just,
yep.
You know?
Angry fan noises.
Yeah.
I think summoning ghosts does require a lot of CPU usage, so that makes sense.
Especially if they're a ghost.
I'm walking.
So you're relatively sure it's coming from somewhere in the building that Dr. Yu's office is in.
Let's go. Like,
yep.
Do we need to break down another door?
Let's go. Actually, no. You know, you go and reach for the handle just to see. And it's not unlocked, but somebody's put a stopper there to stop the door from, like, closing. And, like, locking. Like, it's, like, right around where, like, the lock would be, so the lock doesn't engage.
You know, it'd be funny if we could just remove the stopper, close the door, and ruin their whole day. Just by locking them out.
Honestly, pretty based. But we should probably go in and see what is going on in there.
Mm-hmm. So, you all enter what is essentially is the this is like the basement of the building, and yeah, the noise and the feeling, the oppressive feeling, is like heavier and louder than ever, and you all are looking around, and it seems to be somewhere in here. This is just sort of like a storage area. You see a lot of chairs and some desks and things like that. Yes, it's somewhere in here. And if people want to give me a cult presence roll to continue following this feeling.
Yes, yes, please.
Those are fancy dice. Roll for computer. I don't know.
One for Evie. I made my dice pretty and now they don't roll well.
Presence occult, correct?
Four? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two this time.
Presence occult.
That's another zero.
Yeah, you're still hung up on the Bitcoin thing.
Special anger of Bitcoin.
With a double explosion.
Hey.
The same guy exploded twice.
Mm-hmm.
I like this guy. Yep. Just that one. The other ones are the worst.
Yep. And this time it's less of like following the feeling and more of following the sound. And you know, you eventually sort of like get to an area because you notice like these sort of gently flashing lights. And there is, you eventually come to a machine. Guillermo and Tanith, this one looks very similar to the time machine. You see the same logo almost carved into it, and next to it is a something that is under a mirror, is under a sheet, and you sort of see these like cables that go up under this sheet.
Quick question about that movie.
Uh-huh.
For the group. When the machine was messed with? Did it turn the people messing with it into ghosts, or are we good to poke? Anyone remember how that one ended?
God.
It's been a long fucking time. I just remember a lot of kissing and a bitch named Cyrus.
So we get a kiss to turn
and
the machine
off. And a torso.
No, like, messing with the machine did not, the machine would summon ghosts that were bad.
But kissing repels ghosts, got it, okay.
Yep.
That's all I needed to know, who was?
So, time to start kidding. Making out.
I mean, unless you wanna, unless. But, okay. Super.
Yep, so. Yes, there's the machine, and then there's something underneath a sheet.
I don't trust lifting up the sheet, personally.
I do.
No!
But what is Evie? Okay. Evie, you pull the sheet off?
Yeah, unless someone stops me, yeah.
I'd like to stop Evie doing something.
Fucking try it, nerd.
Do it. Somebody's gotta do it.
Mm. So Evie, you reach up and you sort of take this sheet and pull it off. And as you do, you see a very large mirror in front of you. And then you're sort of like looking at it. It's just a pretty like basic mirror that you can get at like any store. There's nothing seems to be special about it at first, but then you notice what's in the mirror. You would expect to see your own reflection. But instead, there's a figure standing in front of you. The figure is completely shadowed in darkness, other than these two sort of spots where its eyes would be. They sort of burn with almost this blue flame, and it has these almost claws. It sort of, you watch as it rakes them down the mirror. It looks like it's trying to get out of the mirror. And all of you in your head here at the exact same time.
You're all going to die here.
I will gently place the blanket back over the mirror and say, did gay rights have a sibling?
Trans rights, I knew it. We gotta get rid of trans rights now.
Oh no, okay. Wait. Oh no, I hate
and unfortunately putting the sheet back over the mirror doesn't really change anything. You hear it echoed in your head once again, and you hear the sound of almost claws running down a chalkboard.
Wow, these sure audio clips not familiar to me yet.
okay. That's probably so one of the ghosts, I think.
We could have just minded our own businesses. But now... now we have this to deal with. So. What do we do?
Free the ghosts, like in a send them to their final resting place kind of freedom. Or do we break the mirror? Breaking the mirror seems like a bad idea, frankly.
The machine seems is like running.
Aubrey, can I roll like something to determine like what happens if I stop this machine? Will this thing in the mirror get free? Like what's this machine's like schematic.
What happened in the movie?
I don't know. I haven't watched the movie.
This is Guillermo talking aloud and also Dustin asking Aubrey.
At the end of the movie, destroying the machine did send the ghosts away. More of let them free to, you know, so they weren't stuck in the house anymore. But, you know, it freed the ghosts. But, like, less of, like, like, let them go. So, Casper, give me that technology intellect as you go over and inspect this machine.
Nice.
As you're doing this, the sheet itself is starting to move.
How the fuck do I get 3 ones and 0 successes? on, like, a fucking 8 dice roll. Oh, my God.
So, We haven't really been doing momentum.
Yeah.
But I would say you have failed enough rolls that you have some momentum. You can spend one of that momentum to add a dice to the roll.
I don't think one success is going to do it is the thing, though.
I mean, you have a lot. You've got probably close to your maximum momentum pool.
Yeah, because momentum is like 2 times the amount of players, right?
Yeah. So it is. You can have up to 10. And I would say you've probably got 6 or 7 at this point.
This is a shared pool?
It is a shared pool.
How much momentum will you guys allow me to use for this?
Not 10.
I mean, you probably only have like 6 or 7, mm-hmm. I'm going to say.
Maybe 2, because like 2 successes is like the absolute best, I think.
You rolled options. 0 successes?
I rolled 8 dice and I rolled 3 ones and 0 successes.
I think you need at least 3.
Yeah.
Try 3.
You want to go for 3 and see how it goes?
Sure. Yep. Risky is you fail and all you get more momentum.
True. Let's roll these real quick. Well, the first one was a 7. It did not let me roll all 3 at once. I guess I'm just rolling these one by one. So the first one's a 7, which is a failure. Another 1!
You just never seen anything like this. And yeah, you do get more momentum for failing. So you've never seen anything like this machine before. It doesn't have like a screen or anything that you can interact with.
This hurts me physically, but continue.
Did Guillermo try looking at it in a panic? Like, we'll try to turn it off like it did in the movie. Reaching for their media knowledge to try to do this.
Sure. Give me let's do
intelligence plus culture with me, I think.
Yeah. We'll do an intellect culture roll. See if
all right, let's see how many I can get with my 3 dice.
Roll.
Nope. I got a success. That's a
success. You do remember that they had to smash the machine, and you're looking at this machine and you don't see anything that could be power.
Well, in the movie they just destroyed the machine. I don't see power, but if we break it, maybe that will stop it. I don't like that the thing's moving. We should make a decision fast.
Do you think it's using the mirror to power the machine?
I don't even know the logistics of how that would work, but maybe.
But if we break the mirror, will they get out?
Yeah, let's break the machine if we're going to break something. Sorry, all the coding has gotten to my head. I'm not very helpful right now.
You watch as, like, part of the sheet starts to pick up a little bit, like a hand is reaching through the mirror.
All right, breaking the machine. I go to break the machine.
The machine, screw it.
Let's do a might close combat to fight the machine. Laurel rages against the machine.
But you have to do what you tell.
Five successes to punch a machine.
5 successes. How are you going about this is the question. Are you just gonna just sort of try to rip it apart, like, what?
I think what Laurel will do is she'll go up to it with her arms kind of getting all weird-like. Specifically one gross, blood-borne-y, but kind of jacked arm just on that one side before just punching right through it. And pulling out probably just a bunch of wires or whatnot on the inside. So straight up detaching something from it.
Yeah. So you hear sort of this cry that's a mix of like static sounds, maybe like maybe somewhere deep in there is like a human voice, but it sounds mostly like just like static. And there is that as you punch through and you are all hit with a wave of energy from this machine. And you all watch as the sheet falls back down and you watch as it sort of like thump. You see this sort of shadowy hand fall to the ground and just lays there. And you watch as it sort of like almost turns to smoke. And as you smash this machine, the hum and oppressive feeling are gone as it lets out this burst of energy. And yeah, you wait a beat or two and nothing else happens.
Nice.
Gamma was going to shakily go over to the mirror and lift the blanket slowly to look under it.
You see a shattered mirror.
Mm. But nothing else, right?
No.
Could we do something with that? Like put it in a church or something?
I cannot physically enter a church. So if you guys want to, sure.
Do you want to let anyone else know about what's going on?
No.
Should probably let our friends, you and Patch.
You don't even need to ask if I let Dr. Yu know on anything. Laurel doesn't give a fuck. It's like, this is not my problem. Once again, administration staff being unable to protect the students. And we'll just fucking...
you know who I am. I'm going to bed. Aubrey, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
What's the state of the machine at the moment other than destroyed? Like,
it is pretty destroyed. Pretty smashed.
Is there any way that I can, like, deassemble parts of it? Because if I deassemble something, I can learn immediately how to rebuild it.
That's a bad idea.
I will ask, like, how technological does something need to be for that? Because let suddenly you're looking at the inside of this, and this doesn't look like a computer.
It says when you take apart an object, you instantly gain an understanding of how to rebuild it or create new versions. So it doesn't specify technology.
And it's under the technology purview.
It is not under technology. Okay. There's no technology purview. It's okay.
What
crafting.
Purview is under? Crafting? I will say, unfortunately, with the destruction it has wrought, you're really not able to get a good feeling for it. And it also doesn't help that, like, I'd say, like, your purview, like, your character's purview would definitely be technology, computers, things like that. Nothing in this seems to be, like, a computer or anything. There's gears. There's vials of some sort of liquid.
Hmm. I'm going to take some photos, I think, is a good bet.
And there's all of these strange symbols sort of drawn over, like, different parts of these gears that, like, move together and intersect.
This is very strange. I'm just taking, like, photos and kind of looking around. It's like, we should probably leave before.
And roughly about the time this happens, all of your phones vibrate.
No. I'm taking photos and my phone goes off.
Yep. And it is a message from your good old friend, the Observer.
Observe these nuts!
And it just says...
Wow, isn't that spooky? Good job, kids.
It's 3 a.m. on a school night.
I get the strongest urge to just throw my phone off a cliff. But it was expensive.
Phones are expensive.
It's not really expensive. I haven't paid mine off yet.
Same. Those payment plans are so long. It's so expensive to buy outright.
Yeah. So yeah, you're taking photos. You've gotten this message. So you all decide to wander back.
I feel like Casper has that 8 a.m. assignment to do that they're not done yet. So it's probably like 3:30 in the morning right now. Like, okay, guys, I'm going to make some coffee and head back to work.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going back. The minute like we're done, I get the cryptid message. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. I'm sleepy.
Walking back, Evie. That's if you can't walk yourself.
We're just you're both going to the same place.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, that would be nice. Evie does gather up the like mirror shards though, and I do want to like bury them in a graveyard or something when I have the chance.
Yeah. You're gonna do that now.
I mean, it's not really like you will have to like take like the mirror. The mirror didn't like shatter and fall. It's like still in its like frame.
Oh.
Can we take it off the wall?
It's not.
It's not on a wall.
It's like a stand-up mirror.
Yeah.
I missed that part. I'm just picturing like a ballet mirror. I don't know why. If you want to get rid of this tonight, technically the art building used to be a church.
This is true.
But it's also super cursed. It's like the most cursed building ever.
This is true as well.
Isn't that where we got turned?
Yes, like I said, the I most cursed place.
We all got whatever. Yeah, that's if you want to do it, you literally have to do it without me.
I can help if you need some help.
You have a paper to write.
You have things to do, Casper.
It's fine. I can help.
It won't take long. It'll be like 3 minutes.
Exactly. It'll be 3 minutes.
We'll just put it down. Go work on your paper. We'll just slide it down like an old laundry chute and call it a day.
I insist.
No, don't do that. At least get rid of it properly. Jeez. Every half-ass job that happens, something bad happens.
I was mostly just trying to convince them to go to work on their paper, but you know.
You're going to need extra hands just in case something happens. I'm coming with you guys.
Your poor academic record.
My academic record is very good, and I will be able to get this assignment done in time if I help you guys.
Fine, we'll just tell you to whatever. Anyways, we should start going.
Less arguing, more walking. I'm walking with the group.
So you're carrying the mirror, so you're going to bury it near the art building?
We don't know of a proper holy place somewhere.
Chapels on campus, right?
Yeah, there's a chapel on campus. This was like an old one that was converted into the building, and it's like a newer chapel, but it's still consecrated ground. There's just not a graveyard there.
Yeah, basically that is why I can't go.
So you haul this mirror across campus and, I don't know, bury it in the rose bed at the church?
Everyone will just ask the grass and stuff, could you let us bury something here, please? Thank you.
You'll get an affirmative.
Great, and Carol will kind of like have, like, make the dirt move out of the way 6 feet deep.
No hat pressure this time.
Everything moves, the grass moves everything, so you can bury this mirror.
Roses look very pretty. You should compliment them.
Thank you. They made it look very nice, undisturbed, as we wanted to.
Yeah. It's not really words, but you get like the feeling of you're welcome.
They feel you're welcome.
Yeah.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Well, mirror's taken care of. I'm gonna go back to go finish my work now.
Yeah. So you all head back to do your respective things. And maybe as you cross the campus, you see the Oculus Institute outlined in the moonlight. It's for later. And you all go to sleep. You all wake up the next morning, and we all know what happens after that.
Bold assumption that I go first.
No!
Like a 2-hour power nap, you know?
Something.
And then work.
But yes, that does bring our short little adventure to a close, our little playtest of the Scion system. I think it went very well so far. I'm very excited to see what happens next. But so this will be the part that we bid you farewell, and definitely be on the lookout soon for our actual second season as we all figure out what's going on.
Stuff's going on.
Scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone wanna take us out?
Yes. I call dibs, as always. Yeah. Thank you very much for listening to another wonderful episode of Anima Magiri. If you like what we do here, feel free to follow us on Twitter at Anima Magiri. We post all sorts of very spooky content and very cryptic posts. Our main channel, Goblins and Gays, has a Patreon where you can support us for all sorts of content. Remember, stay safe, eat your vegetables, and never trust Patch.
Fuck you, Craig, an agent of Patch.
Fuck you, Patch.